Wisconsin's been in the national headlines this week because of a controversy over appropriate behavior at school sporting events.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletics Association sent out an email to schools last month listing chants that it saw as inappropriate or that taunted opposing teams and fans.
Fast forward to this last week, the story gained traction after a high school athlete was suspended for 5 games after tweeting her disapproval of the WIAA's suggestions with strong language.
Joining us now to talk more about this increased attention on sportsmanship at school athletic events is Jim Langkamp, athletic director for the Baraboo School District. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate and enjoy public radio, so it's a pleasure to be on.
Oh, thank you. Well, in WIAA's original email, it said that there was an increase in this kind of taunting chant and that it was something that needed to be curbed right away. That's the first email. They walked that back a bit later. But in your work, have you noticed that there is an increase like that?
Personally, I have not. You're right. In the email, they had mentioned that in their fall season tournament series, they had seen an increase in chants. But, you know, locally here in Baraboo, and I was able to get to games on the road as well, and I don't know that I noticed any difference, you know, last fall to a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago even.
Well, let's be clear. Now, when we're talking about the chants that the WIAA was concerned about, what sorts of things did they want people to stop saying?
Their general message was basically that, you know, any cheers directed at the other, at the opponents or the opponent's fans, anything that was intended to taunt or disrespect were specifically mentioned. You know, the general advice really was that, you know, we want our students and our fans to cheer for our own team and cheer loud and proud, but you know, again, the cheers directed toward the other side more often than not are not sportsmanlike.
How big a part of the athletic event as a whole are cheers like that? It's things like air ball or fundamentals at a basketball game. How big a deal is it to the fans who go?
I'm not, you know, I would just say just in a general sense, you know, the students and the student bodies are really what make high school sports special. The energy that they bring and, you know, you get bands and cheerleaders and dance groups and all of that. And it's what makes high school sports, you know, again, much more special than professional sports or often even college sports. You know, in terms of what the place that the chants hold at a game, in general, you know, there's always going to be some level of that type of thing. Again, whether, you know, an air ball type chant or, you know, fans getting upset about a call or something like that. And it's part of just the emotion of the game as well. I think when that becomes the focus, though, is, you know, you always want the focus to be on the court or on the field. And, you know, you want that to be where the attention is. I think sometimes when, you know, and I've been to some sporting events where you have one student group trying to, you know, be out-clever the other side and, you know, and say something, you know, derogatory or, you know, inflammatory along those lines, then that's, to me, that's when it gets out of control, is when that becomes the focus and that's what people walk away from. Then that becomes a problem. But again, just in the course of a game, again, some of the cheers that you mentioned, if it's an occasional type thing, I don't know that most people have a problem with that.
Well, what was your first reaction to that email from the WIAA? Did you think, yeah, they're onto something, this is a problem, or was it something that wasn't as big an issue as to warrant an email like that?
Just locally, you know, I interpreted it as a friendly reminder. You know, I read through the email and again took it as a reminder. Our students, you know, this, I think we've had a great winter season. So personally I deleted it and again just took it under advisement and as something to keep an eye on, but I certainly didn't view it as that this was something new or something that I, you know, needed to broadcast out, you know, to the students or parents in our community or anything like that. So, no, I took it as a friendly reminder as we started to hit the midpoint of the winter season that, again, we're always looking for ways to improve sportsmanship and run first-class high school sporting events. And to me, that's exactly what it was. I certainly didn't see this as a new day or a new directive coming from on high.
We're talking to Jim Langkamp right now, athletic director for the Baraboo School District, talking about the recent controversy over what student behavior at sporting events should be like. And Jim, not everybody took it the way you did. Some people did feel that there was a bit of a gag effect going on. There's a picture in the New York Times of students with duct tape over their mouths protesting. What do you think of that reaction?
And again, it depends, I guess, on what message they received, you know, whether it's, you know, from their own school or not. Personally, in this case, I believe there was a misunderstanding and overreaction. We just had a meeting Wednesday with our conference athletic directors, and we discussed this for a little bit, and again, the 14 athletic directors around the table all kind of viewed it, you know, the same as again, we didn't, nobody, you know, sent this out to their student body and said, hey, we gotta change what we're doing. In terms of the reaction at other places, I'm not sure what message they received. I do know some of the headlines and things like that have gone on, you know, in the media, I don't think were necessarily accurate with, again, what the message truly was.
Now, some students and fans have said that chants like airball, again, and fundamentals that were listed as things that weren't very sportsmanlike in that email, that they're not that bad. Is it hard, do you think, for fans to draw the line between chants that are okay and chants that are not?
I think it is hard. I've always thought, you know, one of the challenges we have, you know, and especially those of us kind of in the Madison area, is, you know, when you go to, for example, a UW sporting event and see and hear what those students chant, you know, and then as a high schooler, they come back to our schools and sometimes we'll think, oh, that was cute, that was clever, that was funny, and so let's do that at our games. I think certainly that makes things a little challenging for us. And some of it's just long tradition and history. And like you said, you know, the airball cheer has been around, obviously, for decades. And I think, again, it's one of those things that in a singular episode isn't really a big deal. You know, for example, the airball cheer, I know as a conference a couple of years ago, we talked about that and said, you know, if an airball happens and students chant airball for a couple of seconds immediately after the play, you know, hey, you know, probably no big deal. But it's the kind of thing that if, you know, every time that same player gets the ball, the student body's chanting air ball and, you know, kind of singling out a player, then that's where it crosses the line. So again, you know, an isolated incident, the air ball cheer and things like that aren't necessarily in and of themselves that out of control, but I guess it depends on the situation and how long it's allowed to go on and is it directed at a specific player and things like that.
Again, these are high school sports we're talking about, but some people have looked at this story and said, this is another example of adults trying to coddle kids today. Do you think that's a fair complaint?
No, I don't think so. I think this is a case of, again, those of us in high school athletics, you know, we every year, you know, you're striving to improve your sportsmanship and improve your, you know, just the way that your events are viewed within your community, and it's been that way for a long time, you know, ever since I've been in the business, where again you have those discussions every year and what can we do better and how can we get better. So no, I don't think it's a matter of that we, you know, we don't want to hurt kids' feelings or things like that. I think it's about being first class and putting on a positive reflection. Because, you know, as athletic directors and other school officials, we do hear and we do get complaints if a student body is not acting the right way. We'll hear about it. You know, people take to Twitter or Facebook and say, wow, boy, I was at such and such high school last night and their fans were awful. You know, so none of us want to paint our high school in that picture as well. So I think individually, schools were always trying to make sure that we're doing things the right way, because, again, we don't want to be the ones singled out for being the group that's classless and unsportsmanlike.
Jim, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
That was Jim Langkamp, athletic director for the Baraboo School District, talking about the recent controversy over student behavior at sporting events.